Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The activist mommy, Elizabeth Johnston, is our special guest. We were talking to her recently about what it is that ultimately was the catapult to move her into the level of activism that she's in now. And we learned that it was the Kim Davis case. We're going to continue our conversation. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And welcome back to Faith and Freedom, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Matt.
We are so excited to have you.
We were talking about all your different experiences, and there's so much to share in terms of the Kim Davis case. You were boots on the ground for 3 weeks with you and your 10 children. Your husband's back at home continuing to...
Actually, I was pregnant with my 10.
Oh,
I
you were...
Goodness.
So you had nine children and one on the way.
What a great example, though, to people everywhere. You know, every time I talk to you, Elizabeth, it's like, no matter what your circumstances, everyone can do something. You know, everyone can take a part. And as you said on an earlier program, as we're watching our morality and our spiritual rights being choked, we have an opportunity to take action no matter what that is. But there's a calling on everybody's life.
Amen. Amen. You know, I mean, it's the 11th hour in our nation. People don't know if they are a male or a female, for crying out loud.
Well, speaking of that, Elizabeth, my wife Anita just posted something on Facebook. It's quite shocking. It is the Michelle Obama Public Library out in California.
Yeah, we ran that.
It's shocking where a person, a so-called transgender, is dressed like Satan with horns coming out of the head, reading to the little kids sitting on the floor about transgenderism. I mean, you know, what we're now seeing is it's no longer masked. Evil is becoming very apparent. And the agenda is becoming very apparent. I mean, literally, in a public library, someone dressing like Satan, reading transgender issues, themes to these little children.
Yeah, this man identifies as a female killer clown from outer space.
Oh, that's scary. Just talking
and
about it.
And if you go to his social media sites, you will find a lot of gay porn. And they have allowed this person, who is this unstable, mentally unstable, this immoral and vulgar, to read books to children in the public library. I mean, what happened to setting an example for your kids of decency and morality? This is outrageous.
And as a mother of 10, now 10, was 9 back then. So your youngest is 1 year old.
One, right.
So as a mother of 10 children, I mean, and you've homeschooled them all the way through.
Right.
What does that make you feel like as a parent, as a mother of these children?
I mean, my heart hurts for those who are not homeschooling. I just can't fathom navigating this environment in a public school. I'm still shocked at times when I hear of Christians whose kids are in the public school. I'm like, oh my goodness, how are you navigating that? I know that in some cities it's worse than in others. And much worse in the larger cities than the smaller communities. But, you know, Christians, please be careful. Be careful about, you know, God has placed you as the watchman on the wall for your children, and it is our duty as parents to protect our kids. And the filth and the immorality and the peer pressure that our kids are experiencing, and now the gender confusion issue has just become just across the board, commonplace in the public schools, where they are educating the kids on the proper pronouns to use, depending on what a person feels like identifying as that day. This has gotten so out of hand that I fear for our nation. And honestly, one of the other reasons I started the Activist Mommy was when the whole transgender bathroom directive came down from Obama.
Yeah.
My first video was on the transgender bathroom initiative or directive that Obama issued.
You call it transgender insanity, don't you, on your post?
Gender insanity. I hashtag most posts that deal with this subject, gender insanity. So click on gender insanity, and you'll find mostly my posts, honestly. And so, yeah, I'm passionate about it just because, you know, I fear for the nation that my children and my grandchildren are going to be raised in if we're around still. Mm-hmm. A nation that does what we're doing right now cannot last long.
No, I mean, and this ultimately is a direct rebellion against God. You're created in His image, and God creates you. He forms you. He knows you in the womb intimately. And then you want to rebel. I don't want to be this particular person. And you want to create yourself in your own image. And, you know, we've interviewed on this program, and I have a number of friends who have bought into that lie. And they've gone through the hormone treatment. And they've gone through the invasive plastic surgery. And they've ultimately regretted it. And they want to now go back. Well, you know, you can stop taking hormones, but there's certain things that once you cut off, it's hard to put them back on. It's not like doing a body repair of a car. There are long-term consequences that happen when you go through this process of trying to exteriorly change your appearance and to match the confusion that's going on in your mind.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got puberty-blocking hormones that there's, you know, causing lifelong damage to kids and five-year-olds being allowed to supposedly change their sex. And now we've got public schools that are doing transgender, basically, ceremonies, coming-out parties, if you will, where the child walks into the bathroom as a boy and comes out as a girl. Kids go home upset, crying, saying, "Mommy, am I going to suddenly turn into a boy? I don't want to be a boy. I'm happy I'm a girl." I mean, the trauma that these kids are experiencing when they're supposed to be learning reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
These schools are just indoctrination centers now for the lies of Satan. And so parents, please, if there is any way as a believer in Jesus Christ that you can homeschool your kids and make that sacrifice, I promise you, it's one of the best decisions you've ever made.
Now, you have been involved in specific activism. You've been pro-life and involved in that, you and your husband, for many, many years. But in terms of the level of activism, about a year and a half, 2 years or so, really beginning in 2015 as a result of the Kim Davis case. And as a result of that, at least on Facebook alone, you have over 300 plus thousand followers on Facebook, which is incredible to grow it that fast. Your focus, I think you had mentioned on a program that you and I were on, was that you wanted to focus all of your attention in certain levels of your marriage and your motherhood on your family. Tell us about that, focusing on your family and then having the opportunity to focus on other things that are activism oriented.
Right. The only reason I'm able to do the activism that I'm doing now is because for 20 years I have poured everything into my children and my husband. You know, I have been a homemaker and I have focused on, you know, rearing my children in the Word of God and training them to be servants and to be a blessing to others and to their family. And because of that, honestly, and the grace of God, I have amazing kids and a family that can do crazy things like just pick up and go to go to Kentucky for 3 weeks and homeschool on the road. And, you know, my kids get it. They're passionate about what their mom and dad do because we have always taken our children everywhere we go. They have watched mom and dad engage in the culture war for 20 years or as long as they've been alive. And they were raised that way. And so it's no big deal for our kids to be outside with us praying and worshiping at an abortion clinic, offering help to women and asking them to let us adopt their baby or let us take them to the crisis pregnancy center. You know, this is how our kids were raised. And so my husband and I have just always done that in our spare time over the last 20 years. But I have poured everything into my family as a mom And now, because of that, I am really reaping the benefits and the rewards of that. And we work as a team, and, you know, my teenagers are an invaluable part of the Activist Mommy Ministry. One of my daughters, my 17-year-old daughter, is one of my video and meme creators. A lot of the video that you see.
You've got an entire team behind you with your husband and your children. Well, it's great advice. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of our program, but we'll pick up some more of this on the next Faith and Freedom. Our guest is Elizabeth Johnston, the Activist Mommy. You can go to theactivistmommy.com, theactivistmommy.com.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.